Oh boy.
Oh boy.
This the show I know you've been waiting on.
Why me? You need to stop.
America.
You need to stop right now. Don't give me no old boy.
I'm looking at the rundown. I didn't even want to talk Aaron Rodgers.
You made the rundown. I ain't even. I didn't suggest not one topic today. I just want to just.
Snitches get stitches. Why you gotta tell folks what we talk about off, off the air?
I want you.
Even though you hate Aaron Rodgers.
I want you to do this.
This man
here.
He's so scared.
You need to start telling people what you really be saying behind closed doors. You need to stop, Leroy.
What? Everything I'm saying to you.
No.
And what I say on Spectrum.
No.
One.
No.
Boy.
No. Well, we're going to see in a minute.
Can I do our opening first?
Fine.
I'm Leroy Butler, Pro Football Hall of Famer. It don't matter what year. Yeah, right.
Is it 2022?
I don't even care. But it's really for the past. And it has a lot to do with my answer, though, with the Hall of Fame, with Ron Gronkowski was saying.
What did he say?
I'll get into it a little bit more. You'll like
surprise
it.
Surprise me.
So, you know, former Packer, one team, of course, is my co-host, Gary Ellison, former Badger, former Packer, former Lion, and now he's just in these streets. We will give you a read, but we're still waiting on a sponsor. But I'll do my education one later. Let's get into it, though. Okay. Because I think the reason why, because of the interview that Aaron had with on the McAfee show. Shout out to Pat McAfee, him and AJ Hawk, man, because they get him in this, you know, laid back scenario.
Well, he feels comfortable with them.
Yeah, but they just throw it out there and go where you want to go.
Yeah. Yeah, he feels comfortable.
And I like that because when you have too many people,
yeah,
you know, because I used to, when we used to have our radio show in Milwaukee, when David Bautista come on,
yeah,
and you and other co-hosts would ask him questions, I would block for him. Don't answer that. Mario, I would talk over him, and we would laugh about it, have fun. But on a podcast, you can't really do that.
No.
Because, you know, it is. So this is how I'll do it, and you let me know. I'll ask you a series of questions. You can ask me a series of questions. But I'm coming from the side of that makes it hard for people like me and Stephen A. Smith, who's going to be a guest on the show. We're big Rodgers fans.
Everybody's big Rodgers
fans. No.
How can you not be a big Rodgers fan?
No, I ain't saying that part. I'm talking as a person, a player, and everything.
Everybody's
not a Rodgers fan.
You don't think so?
Absolutely not. No. But and you can come from whatever side
you still want. Can be critical of a guy.
Absolutely. Say that again.
You still can be critical of a guy and like a guy.
Because when your boy come to you and you ask him a question, the one person you shouldn't lie to other than God, your mom, your wife, is your boy.
Right. And still remain friends.
And keep it 100.
Yeah. Still remain
keep
friends.
Keep it 100.
Yeah.
But this is different, and I'm going to go to you first, because mine ain't going to be too much opining. I don't even know if that's a word. So what did you think when you heard his interview and what things you can take away from it?
I already knew what it was.
Because you heard it last year?
We talked about it, Leroy. Yeah. You and I talked about it, right? Yeah. What did we say? We said he going to go to the Serengeti.
Yeah.
And hang out in Africa, whatever, do the
look for a rare beetle or something.
Something real rare. He gonna go in the teepee and he gonna take all his clothes off and do the smoke thing, sweat it out.
Yeah.
You know, we
ayahuasca.
That too. We already talked about it. We knew what was going down.
Okay.
This ain't new news.
Okay.
Right? We said this 2 weeks ago. If you listen to our podcast, we said the exact same thing 2 weeks ago. The things that he said in this last, what did they got, Pat Mac? Was that a podcast or what is that?
It's a podcast.
Yeah. It's very show, similar to what he said
last. Because he went for an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very similar. I wasn't surprised. Wasn't surprised at all.
What about the MVP talk instead of the championship? How they're muddying that water. Would you have a problem with that?
Wasn't surprised. Wasn't surprised at all.
I know, but why aren't you surprised?
Because that's him. That's Aaron Rodgers. He's always when you say when you make demands and say I want Lazard back, I want Bakhtiari back, I want Mason Crosby back, yeah. I want what's the tight end name?
Tonyan.
What's the other big tight end? Mercedes Lewis. Mercedes, yeah. When you start making Mercedes demands Lewis. Like I want all these guys back, you know you kind of wrapped up. Mm-hmm. In yourself, or you feel like you have that kind of power to say those type of things with no repercussions at all, and he did that. I don't ever remember you saying anything like that in your interviews. No. Now you're a very modest young man. Your mama raised you right, but you had power too within that organization when you played it because you're a gold jacket. So anytime you got a guy in your locker room at that time, potentially Gold Jack was playing at that level, you get some sort of leeway to say and do things that most guys don't get a chance to do in the locker room. Just kind of where it works. So when all this stuff that he said did not surprise me at all, one bit. Now, how do I feel about it? Mm-hmm. That's Aaron Rodgers, and we gotta get down with it. I mean, that's if the Packers want him back. Only thing I will tell you this.
Okay.
Because I don't have a lot of money. You don't even need to ask me if I want to play for $60 million.
Okay.
I'm playing for $60 million, Leroy. So, I'm playing for a million.
$60,000.
Man, come on, man. You talking about I got general. How about this?
Yeah.
If you say you got generational wealth and you don't need the money.
Right.
How about take a pay cut so the Packers can go out and sign some other jokers?
Or restructure.
How about do that? If you got generational wealth and you really don't need this, if the Packers say, hey, we need, if you want this guy, come on out, who do you want? If you want this guy, well, we need this to pay him. The only way we can do it unless we restructure you or you give some money back. Because you got generation wealth. You don't really need the money.
So do you wish the team was tougher on him?
It is what it is, right? I mean, it's down the road, it's moving, 18-wheeler downhill, you can't stop it. How you pull back, Roy? How you pull back?
Yeah. It's almost like, because I'm an executive chef, by the way, so I do these food metaphors. Sometimes they work, sometimes they're dumb.
What?
This one may work. Chef? Yeah, this one may work. It's almost like Aaron is telling his guys verbally, this restaurant 5 stars. He tells everybody this. It's 5 stars. But when he actually go do the review, he gives it 1. So you got to be consistent. The reason why, in my opinion, they did this contract for 3 years, $150 million or whatever. So you don't have to go through this again.
Correct.
So because everything pretty much he was saying, he said it last year and it was coming off an MVP season.
Right.
But now you're coming off his worst season since 06.
Mm-hmm.
I would say this to Aaron. You got to read the room a little bit better.
This man don't care about reading no room.
Oh, how you read the tea leaves or whatever?
What, this man ain't reading no room.
Ask me how he should have read the room.
He don't care.
Well, let me ask you how he should
have. You've been saying this all year, reading the room. This man ain't reading no room.
He's going to say it next week. He's going to get the MVP talk and championship talk next week, his last interview. Read the room would be less. This would be reading the room. Why I wouldn't say some of the stuff he said. You come off a losing season. You didn't have any 300-yard games, I think, since 2021 against the Bears. So it's been a long time since he threw for 300 yards.
Right.
So he's never had that vintage game, like 400 yards, four touchdowns, and you brought it. He didn't have that this year.
Mm-hmm.
Reading the room is you have a losing record, and you see some decline. Mm-hmm. Whether you're 39 or 40, you're going to see some decline.
Right.
It's just natural.
Right.
And the team was on the cusp of going to the playoffs, and you couldn't get them there.
And you lose at home.
At home. I wouldn't even touch MVP talk. Because to say you can get back there again means you admit that you lost it. Oh, I can be at an elite MVP level while you admitting that you lost it. I would have rather him, Garrett, and this is from the support side, would have rather him concentrated on how he played this year. Because that's the fact of the matter is Brock Purdy is in the playoffs. Daniel Jones in the playoffs.
Who beat you?
I mean, Jalen Hurts, I mean, he's an up-and-comer. He's in the playoffs. So when you're watching the playoffs, you're thinking, Trevor Lawrence is in the playoffs?
No, that's
man threw four picks.
Yes, yeah.
He came back.
Four TDs.
That's the heartburn of reading the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have wished he would have. The teammates, you did that last year. You said, I want to play with these guys.
Yeah.
So, and you're right. Some of the things that he was articulating, he said before, and that got him to, they gave, in other words, I applaud the team. I can't give them a standing ovation.
Applaud who?
I applaud the team because they gave him everything. They've said they want him back. They said it, but he'll say stuff that makes it hard for supporters when you say, I can win an MVP here, or I can go somewhere else. Don't even say that. Just say you'll win a championship here. Because I'm gonna go to the Gronk side in a minute.
Man, listen at you.
I wish you would have said.
You're preaching right now. I'm proud of you right now.
But just the facts of that makes it hard.
I'm proud of you right
now. But it does make it hard.
I'm so proud of you.
Because you lose credibility if, as a player and a journalist, if you're not going to tell people to keep it 100.
But, Leroy, here's the deal. He doesn't care.
And I can't argue with that anymore.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care how it comes off.
Yes, he's not getting some.
That's the real thing. He doesn't care how it comes off.
But the team has done everything, Gary. They've done, I mean, they pretty much put them, they've done everything. So if this doesn't work out, it's going to be on Aaron. Because eventually, when his career is over, when he comes back, this is about legacy. That's what I would tell him if I would talk to him. Every interview is about legacy. How you want to leave that legacy. And there's two things. I talk about this ad nauseum on Spectrum News 1 and with me, you, and Dennis. Two things you should have learned from Brett Favre. Don't throw interceptions and don't waffle. Everybody got to get away after the season. Everybody has to get away.
Yeah.
Everybody gets away.
Fine.
Some guys know they got a job. Some guys got to wait to March before they either get the bonus or get cut.
Mm-hmm.
Or like Aaron Jones got to wait if he gets the $7 million in March or they extend him out, which I think they will.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that can wake up and ain't got to worry about the debt ceiling, ain't got to worry about paying bills, ain't got to worry about nothing. You just wake up, go to bed rich, wake up rich, seem to be the most unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
Broke people, baby, I know where it is. I'm waiting on a cash app, and it ain't got there yet. And I'm at the gas pump, and it still ain't got there. But if you wake up $300-400 million, and sometimes when somebody tell you yes, accept it.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is this, and I'm gonna go. I don't want to go too long because I want to get your reaction.
You already got my reaction.
But the Gronk side, okay. I have 15, at least 15 Hall of Famers. Called me after the interview. And now these guys, it depends on how you get these calls. They say, your boy.
Yeah. It's
going but this was our boy.
Yeah.
So they like him.
You're right.
A lot.
Yeah.
I would venture to say it's more Hall of Famers that I talk to like Aaron more than they like Tom Brady for whatever reason.
Okay.
Whatever reason.
All right.
But they were like asking me, I'm like, hey, man, I'm just like, no, man, our boy tripping. You can't ever say talk MVP. That's the because some defensive guys think we don't think they should have the MVP award because guys get too caught up in it because it's about them instead of the team.
Mm-hmm.
So Gronk was like, and that's what the players were thinking. Dude, you play for a championship.
Mm-hmm.
All that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're in the room with the gold jacket, which he'll be there in some years, they don't even know. I don't know how many Tom Brady MVPs he's had. I don't know how many MVPs Montana had, none of these guys, Marino, I don't know. But you know how many championships.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to 30 years old as a quarterback or a player, the only reason why that's what players thought, most players are different,
mm-hmm.
to play for a championship. He could have, so when Gronk was the only one, you got to give him credit for going on anywhere to say it. But that's what the guys were saying. They don't really want to get in the news and be headlines. But that really disturbed them. What Gronk said? He just said, why you, paraphrasing, why is MVPs important? It should be championship. Now, somewhere in the interview, full disclosure, he mentioned something about why would you come back if you're not trying to win at all?
Mm-hmm.
Stay there, though. Don't even bring up MVP. Just stay there. I want to come back to win it all because I want to separate myself from Trent Dilfer. I want to separate myself from Brett Favre, the one-year guys who won it.
A lot once. Of them.
Separate yourself. So, and that's the one thing that puts you in a tough spot because you want to support a friend. And then all of a sudden, you're like, wait a minute.
No, you got to be truthful.
Yeah, so it puts Randall Cobb, which was actually Randall Cobb, I read a quote saying that Aaron is one of his kids' godfathers.
Mm-hmm.
So they're really tight. But David Bakhtiari says he's not going to give him any advice what to do. I mean, mm-hmm. you can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Lazaro was pretty raw.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
Right.
So
right.
Why y'all asking
right.
me?
Right. I'm trying to figure out my own situation. I get that.
But the team, they've done everything. I mean, I thought they paid for this. They paid for you not to do this again. Yeah. Decide whether or not.
They gave him a lot of money, Roy.
If you want
to
play
for this to be, it should be a done deal. Have you driven in a car from here to Florida?
Oh, yeah.
Many
times. Yeah.
You going up in the mountains?
Oh, yeah.
Of Tennessee, yeah. You know, when yeah. you get up there?
Carolinas and all that, the other side, too.
They got, you go up the miles of Tennessee because you got to go through there.
Yeah.
Chattanooga.
Yeah, Chattanooga, right?
Yep, yep.
And then you come downhill, and they got these 18-wheelers, Leroy, and then they got on the side, you'll see where it says runaway trucks.
Yeah.
So, like, that truck coming down the hill, it can't stop. You hear people, the truck can veer off to the right, and they got this lane for runaway trucks. And at the end of it, they got sand.
Okay.
Where the truck, if he wanted to, he can just take his own life, or either so he don't take nobody else's life, he can go over in the sand, hopefully that it'll stop him.
Right.
On that runaway side. What it feels like to me that the Green Bay Packers, as an organization, don't have that other lane over there for Rodgers to get in to save himself.
Mm.
He's kind of on his own and can do what he wants to do. And in between, he can take anybody he wants to with him.
Mm.
And to me, that's how I feel like it's going. And to me, you have to, some ways, the Packer organization is at fault for some of this as well.
See, and I think they cleaned it up last year.
They did clean it up because we're back to where we were last year.
Yeah, they can only control what their side of it. And they have, Gutekunst has said it. And the head coach, we want him back. But it's hard for them to say we want him back, or we sign he's under contract. So the worst case, so you
that's what I'm saying. He has remember he said he wanted the he wanted to take back some of the what was that word that
he controllables? Used?
Controllables.
Yeah, that was last year.
That's what the new contract got him, the controllables.
Yeah.
My thing to him, other thing would be Jordan Love.
Yeah.
If you're in the same locker room to do what you, what are we telling Jordan Love?
Well, he's a starter until Aaron Rodgers say he's coming back. Because I know he went through that with Brett when Brett was sitting there.
Right, he went through all things.
I wouldn't want to put Jordan Love through that.
Well, just that's say, what he's doing, though.
Yeah, I'll be here for a couple more years, you know, and Jordan Love see the contract. And he had, and the reason why it's a good point because he mentioned Jordan Love. Because the thing about Aaron is gets confusing a little because he'll speak for the team and himself. Well, they may want to do this and this, but I want to do this. Just stay with your side. The team has already said they want you back. They gave you all the money. They've done everything.
The money told you that they want you back.
Yes, that's a big commitment because the cap moving forward is going to be terrible, but they're trying to win it. They didn't expect a losing season. They paid you for the MVP. They paid you for that. Now they're paying you for Super Bowl.
Yes.
They paid
how many times? How many times you refresh your contract?
Three times.
Did they step to you and ask you?
Yeah, I mean it was a conversation.
Who was that? Was it Andrew Brandt?
Andrew Brandt, Mike Reinfeld.
Say what? I mean,
basically, that's and you could say no,
right?
You know, either
right.
Release your trade.
But here's what we need for you to do.
But I say, man, I ain't leaving this fan base. Now I remember having that conversation with my mom. And that first time I had to take a restructure. That wasn't too bad because they give you money up front and spread it. But the other two hard cuts, like Randall Cobb, let's just cut it.
Yeah.
Or we got to let you go. You go find something and it will match it. I didn't want to do that.
Right.
Because I was in my 30s. Man, listen, I played 10 years. To play with this fan base? Are you kidding me? You go to another fan base.
But to restructure your deal, meaning that they needed some money to move around to go get other players.
It was to sign Sharper was one. And to get Brett, his long-term deal, was one. And then a couple other guys. I didn't have a problem with it. Because I value it. But this is different coming from a guy that played for one team.
And Rodgers is going to play for one team?
He's contemplating going to other places, and that's what I'm going to go next.
What?
About trade value and stuff like that.
Oh,
how the numbers will work out, because that's the only thing he mentioned going somewhere else. So it's something, and he said you don't have to pass up an opportunity or something like that. Because if a team calls like Seattle did to Denver, okay, they got Hackett that job,
he was going to get. Well, actually, right? Yeah. Real talk.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson was second.
Yes.
It was supposed to have been.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Going to Denver.
Yes. With Hackett.
Yes.
Allegedly. Yes.
That's what it was supposed to have been.
Yeah.
I don't think at this juncture what Denver gave Seattle was a lot.
A boatload.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers would get the same thing now.
I think he would.
Because I think people look at that Russell Wilson deal now and say it's too much.
Yeah, but you know how these owners think? That was a new ownership coming in. They were kind of in the cusp of transitioning. And everybody wants to win a Super Bowl. They think they did it with Peyton Manning. We could do it one more time with a Hall of Fame type quarterback. But they gave up.
Who is that team? Is that the Jets?
No, the Jets ain't doing it. It'll be some of the new teams, the new coaches and openings.
Why would I go to
the Texans ain't doing it.
Why would I go, if I'm Rodgers, why would I go to a new team when I'm probably closer in Green Bay to get into the Super Bowl if I were to go somewhere else?
Well, maybe he thinks.
And I'm already getting paid.
But maybe he's.
Money ain't the issue.
But he said he could do it here. He could be MVP here or somewhere else, too.
Or would Rodgers flip it? Do the Jets for 1 year and then go to the Minnesota Vikings like Brett Favre did.
I don't know if it's messing your legacy up, but it just makes you look like the player you think, like he's a real selfish player. This is the ultimate team sport. It really is.
It is.
It's where 10 other guys can play great and help you win a ring.
Yes.
And make a lot of money.
Right.
So when you name 8 or 9 older players, you really separate the other younger guys. He said, well, what about us?
What am I? What am I?
So that's the wrong message.
Absolutely, Leroy. Totally agree.
That's why I like to play and let them.
Yeah. Are you not carrying the water no more?
Well, this is just facts, though.
You put the water down?
It's just facts. I mean, just the facts of it. That somebody in that locker room don't want to talk about it, but if you're a Quay Walker type, why the young guys that just got here, Stokes and these young guys, okay, he didn't mention my name. I mean.
No, you're right. 100%.
We need those guys just.
100%.
I mean, why don't just keep it to the team? You know, because he said he wanted the older guy. It's just that Aaron, sometimes it gets a little contradictory. But at the same time, again, the team has done everything. It's almost like they proposed to him. He said yes, but I don't want to have a wedding. Wait a minute. You said yes. Why don't we get maybe we'll just stay engaged. No. We've said, okay, well, let's get married. They're getting married. You get $58 million. Somebody asked him. Mm-hmm. I think it was one of the local writers. I forgot his name. Mm-hmm. Would you walk away from $58
million? He said, yes. He says, yes, I got generational wealth. I don't need the money. Paraphrasing.
Right.
This why, Leroy, I say to him, because he said that, because you have generational wealth. You said you can walk away from money, so we know money is not the object. Mm-hmm. Give some of the money back so we can go get players to help you win.
To help us win.
Well, in his terms, let's keep it on him.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Help you win.
If you was to meet with him and talk to him right now, what would you say? How would you start the conversation?
Just what we just said.
Yeah, but this is new, fresh. If he just sat out right here, how would you start it?
I wouldn't even know how to start it, Roy.
Really?
No, I really wouldn't. But I wouldn't even know how to start it.
I would want the clarification on the MVP and Super Bowl thing. Clear that up. I would just ask him, are you playing for MVPs or are you playing with
Super Bowl? He feels like he's kind of like reactionary to a little bit.
He could have did both, though, because he'd have said I'm playing for a Super Bowl.
Aaron Rodgers is smart. He knows the message that he's putting out there. And sometimes he doesn't really care. He speaks from the heart. Whatever comes out, comes out. Dude's smart man. He's a good businessman. He ain't spending no money. So he's got all the money he's ever made, probably. So I say that's just who he is. And he either got to get on board with it.
Or ignore it. Yeah. No, I agree. That's why.
If you were his teammate. If you're his teammate in the locker room, and if you're not in the circle, which you're talking about, guys that are, because he's already made it clear, he's got
a circle.
If you're not in the circle, then you just got to get down with that.
So whatever.
Yeah. And which is really hard for a team where you talk about football as a true team sport where you got to have offense, defense, special team. Everybody got to be bought in for this one common goal. But then you have a separate guy over here with about 5 to 10 separate players, and it's hard to bring all these guys together.
This may be the only show that two former Packers even address this, because I think that people...
Rodgers has to be able, in my opinion, being a leader, he's got to be able to dip in to all the subcultures inside that locker room. He's got to be able to dip in. If it's 5, 10, he's got to be able to dip in all that.
Yeah.
Young guys, older guys, guys that have been there that 3-4 years, guys that are looking to get their pinch. I mean, he's got to be able to dip into all that. Feels like, and I'm just an outside looking in, but feels like he's creating these sort of little subcultural walls that some guys can't get into. Mm-hmm.
But see, that's when they brought by Tom Clemens. It was supposed to make him play better, I guess, and to be more structured. And then we're talking about adding more people to talk to him about offense. I think it would be too much. I mean, they got to
see. I'm okay because they talk about Clemens, right? Matt LaFleur's brother is that Mike LaFleur?
Yeah.
I'm okay with bringing them guys in here. But they all got to have a structure, space. LaFleur, head coach, is a play caller. It stops with him. Everybody else is supports him. But I think most people believe that even LaFleur doesn't have control of his own offense. I don't know if that's true or not. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of what we hear. Because we know that this offense doesn't look anything like the 49ers offense.
How many people at your grill are you grilling? How many people at your grill? When you're in front of your grill grilling. Because I don't grill. I'm a domestic cook. I'm in the kitchen. It's just me in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So how many people at your
grill? Any given time, 5 to 10 people.
You don't have 5 to 10 people at your grill.
Yeah, cooking. Any given time.
You have people all over there flipping meat and all
that? No, they don't flip. They just there to have conversation.
No. I ain't gonna talk. I'm talking about not the conversation.
Oh, conversation.
Who's preparing the food.
Oh.
It's you.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So it's one cook. There's no doubt what Kyle Shanahan is doing. Right? I don't care who the quarterback is. I don't care who the general. Kyle Shanahan runs that show.
Yes. Ain't no doubt about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan.
Everybody else that's supporting Kyle Shanahan.
Even with McVay.
Yeah.
Some of these guys, man, I'd rather win and lose it. Me, and LaFleur, who I'm a huge fan of, and I've said this before, has to be a control freak without being a control freak. Right. Guys, this is how we're doing it.
Right.
And Rodgers got to get out of that. Because I think it'll make him a better player if he let the coach rein him in a little bit and just stay on task. And I think that's what's really hurting Romeo Doubs because his confidence is, I think, shot. Some of these young guys, he can help, but they can't be thinking about what Rodgers wants me to do and what the coach wants me to do or what Stanovich wants me to do and what now you're saying another LaFleur wants me to do, Tom Clemens. It can hold you back. No, just the coach is running everything.
Agreed.
Everything. Because the Reds only
have one. So he's going back to you, too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah, man. I need a chef and a bunch of sous chefs.
Yeah.
Bring me the ingredients. I put it together. But what Aaron, another metaphor, because you always say, and we all agree, all quarterbacks to draw, mm-hmm. the straw that stirs and drink.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Reggie Jackson.
We're the mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, the fans are the mouth. You can use that straw to get the liquid to the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Some teams saying, I don't need no damn straw. Just use drink out the cup.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco. I mean, Trevor Lawrence. No.
Well, your boy Doug Peterson done a hell of a job down there.
Hey, man, when they hired Jackson. Doug, I said, you hired the right guy. Because Doug ain't trying to be the story. Trevor Lawrence is the story.
Yeah.
But I'm going to help him. So sometimes you don't have, you know, the Tom Brady's and all. I don't know if you really need that if you're not going to be on board. Now, Byron Leftwich then lost his job.
See, can I just, speak on that real quick.
And Brady played terrible.
How does Byron Leftwich, 2 years ago, be one of the top candidates?
I'm drinking water. I'm not just telling this thing.
So be one of the top candidates for a head coaching job. One of the up-and-comers. Offensive coordinator.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden, this guy dirt.
Yeah.
What's his name? Dan Orlovsky, the guy on ESPN.
Yeah.
Talking about the offense is stale, unimaginative. They run the same thing over and over again, blah, 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 this, blah, blah, that. 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
when they were winning all them games, everybody was talking about this man, the best there is.
Yeah.
How did Leftwich forget how to coach?
Now, Tom Brady played terrible. That's just the fact.
So when they win it, Tom Brady get all the credit. Then when they lose, Leftwich get fired.
That's on all the teams. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, here's why I hate it, and it may be, but
we let all quarterbacks get
it. That's fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Here's why I hate it. Because to me, it's another African-American.
That's a fact.
Who should be having an opportunity to be a head coach, but never will. Because now this is the new narrative of Leftwich moving forward. Because now he's fired.
Yeah. Yeah. Because right now you got teams allegedly lined up to take a look at Brady. He may not even get a look. He could have went to Jacksonville, but Jacksonville wanted to bring a GM over and all that. He didn't want to get caught up. He should have left.
Yeah.
After yeah. Super Bowl, go to Jacksonville. Yeah. Maybe that'd be your job instead of Doug's.
Right.
But God is good. Doug is there and going to KC. And now, but Leftwich should get a job. But I would love for somebody to interview him and say, how was this last year working with Tom?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how was it? I mean, but the one thing about Tom, though, you can admire, he want to play football.
100%.
I mean, the guy got a divorce over it.
Yeah, lost his family.
He ain't waffling.
Yeah, he ain't waffling. I'm playing football somewhere.
He ain't got to get away. Mm-mm. He just, and you admire that. That's why people give him a little leeway. So before we close out on Rodgers, the one thing I would tell him is that I'll tell every player, man, you need some therapy in a heartbeat. You need to sit down with somebody and just sit down. Because that's the first thing I used to do, Gary. After the season, after we won Super Bowls, played Super Bowls, after every year, before we travel back to Florida, I go sit in some therapist's office and say, how do I wind down and be normal and be measured? Win, lose, or draw, money, raise, it don't matter. And I've been doing that for over 20-some years. And now I can be more measured because Coach Bobby Bowden told me about the name on the front of the jersey. Mm-hmm. He also told me about the name on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you talk, you talk about the back of the jersey when you see these headlines.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking to your locker room. Because I wasn't one of these guys, and we had this disagreement about working out with guys and all that. I was one of these guys that didn't do a lot of that. I did my own thing. But guys who didn't do it, I applauded them.
Yeah.
Y'all won't go do it. We just never did it.
Well, there's more than one way to do it.
Yeah, but this is the commitment that make people bring that up. Okay? Mm-hmm. They bring up stuff like that, right?
Because you see it.
Yeah, because if you don't want all these things, you got to go do this and do that. So now if he called to ask you to go out there, you know, and swim with the whales naked, you'll do that, right? You and Aaron out there.
No, I ain't swimming no whales naked.
Whales.
No.
He said some whales out there.
He did say he's going to go swimming whales.
Yeah, AJ asked him, one of the guys said he's going to go.
Yeah.
I think some of it's tongue-in-cheek, but still.
No, he might be swimming with the whales.
Yeah.
Because
I don't think black people do that, though. We don't go swimming with animals and stuff. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that.
You from Jacksonville.
No, I ain't swimming with nothing, cuz.
You live right there down there by the ocean.
No, I ain't never even skinned a dip before.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you have.
No,
you
man. Need to stop. And I know how to swim.
You need to stop. You don't skin
a dip. I'm serious.
You know
no,
you
I ain't never skinned a dip.
You know you don't skin
nah.
A dip.
I wasn't really a freak till I was 25. Yeah, I ain't do none of that stuff y'all was
so
doing.
So after 25, you're skinny dip. You know you're skinny dip. Don't
I don't
you
remember know. What I did from 25 to 30, but
you know you did.
I just wanted to just, you could do both, Aaron. You could be committed to the Packers, and you can get away. So what I want to hear in this next interview, clear up the MVP talk. The only reason why I'm here is to play the Super Bowl. Say what you want. But I'm saying what I would want to say. Clear that part up. Because I think your teammates are in a holding pattern until then. And show more respect for the team.
Yeah. Well, and the organization.
Show more respect for the organization and
yeah.
the team.
Because
I think there's a lack of respect there.
Yeah, there is.
Yes.
There is.
Show more respect for that brand and the fan base. Please, I'm begging you to do that. Because it's the only fan base you've ever known that's going to support you that it's hard to even say anything negative about you. Don't be saying, talking about going nowhere else and all that. Don't be doing it.
Because you don't need any leverage.
You don't need to do that.
You don't need leverage.
Yeah, no. But if you want to get traded, go down to Google and say, hey, man, listen.
I'm done.
Be a man about it. Give me the best team. Y'all can save them $40 million.
Yeah.
And is amicable.
Be a man about it.
And just say, man, you know.
Be a man about it.
I want to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know? And I think they would oblige him.
Mm-hmm.
Could have done everything.
They did it to Devontae.
Yes. Yes. And may have to do it to other players.
Yeah. I don't want to be here no more. Okay. We'll figure out we can work it out.
So we'll talk a bunch about that. But I'm going to do my education read right now. But what I want you to think about is your top five. Because I originally wasn't going to get into a top five because of the playoffs. But I guess it makes it fun because you like doing it.
Yeah.
I think you like arguing with people. Educator Credit Union is dedicated to helping college students along their journey. Each year, Educator awards $2,000 scholarship to 35 outstanding students, high school students, in the southeastern Wisconsin area. So mark your calendar. Actually, it started on the 17th. But, you know, so you got to get going on that. Mm-hmm. They offer resources to ECU College Planning Center to help students successfully prepare for college. For more information and tools to apply for your scholarship, go to E as in Edward, C as in Cat, U as in up.com, ECU.com. Now, this normal report, I give you like 30 seconds to try to get a reach a sponsor. Who you want to work with, man? I mean,
I want to work with everybody.
Cigars. Yeah. You can like dogs. Cigars,
dogs.
Clothes,
shoes.
Brain, anything.
It's wide open.
Yeah,
wide open, Roy.
Jewelry store.
We ain't saying no to nobody right now.
Because we're growing really fast. So.
It is growing.
Yes.
Just so folks don't. Yeah. I don't know, Mario, how many, what you call that thing we got?
Downloads? Oh, they can see all that.
Yeah.
That's a good segue. Yeah. Tell everybody you know, download the Leap 36 podcast on all platforms. We're up and coming. We got merch coming for you guys. Again, we love and respect everybody's opinion. So that's what takes me into the top five. I want you to always go first because you're the lightning rod.
Yeah, let me go ahead and get my
top five. Because I'm all over the place.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
That's yours up top.
Yours. Five is Bengals. Four is Philly.
Wait a minute, man.
Right.
Just right. How you put the Bengals fifth?
This is my top five.
Okay, continue.
Not yours.
Continue.
I'm going to give you a chance to go.
Continue.
Five, Bengals, Cincinnati. Four, Philly. Three, San Fran. Two, Buffalo. Number one, Kansas City. Mahomes, MVP.
This should be a unanimous. How many unanimous they ever had? Like one or two?
Who's that?
MVP award?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, this should be unanimous for him.
No.
Because ever since Jalen Hurts been out, which I thought would have been the running,
that's it.
It should be runaway. I wouldn't even vote. But my first place vote going to Mahomes, which you said all year.
Yeah.
But Jalen Hurts, to me, man, was trending with him, but he got hurt. I can't give him MVP. But I hope Jalen Hurts finished in the top five. Would be nice.
Who the Eagles play this week?
Giants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who don't Cowboys play?
San Fran. Come on, San Fran. Okay, mine is five would be Buffalo. I don't know how Buffalo is going to react. Every now and then, Josh Allen, Gary, throws pass as a head scratcher. Why do you do that?
That's just who he is.
And sometimes the defense get up a lot of points.
Yeah.
Now, I think allegedly, God praying, DeMar Hamlin, she's going to be, hopefully he's at the game.
Yes.
And I don't know if it was fake, but I think I saw some video of him working out. He looks amazing. So if he can come back next year, it'll be great. So shout out to him and his family. And the kid, Peyton Hillis.
Yeah, I saw that.
Saved his kids, man.
And a couple other kids.
Yeah. We're praying for him.
Yeah. He's out of intensive care now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, that was heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. That's why my mom got us swimming lessons when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
I had to wait because I had the braces, but she always wanted, we were swimming, so we praying for his family. Then the young man had the concussion last week for the Tampa game. I think, was it the Tampa game?
Yes, Tampa game.
The young man had a concussion.
One of the receivers.
Yes, we praying for him, too. We praying for everybody to be healthy. But Buffalo is five. Philly, I got you there, Philly. But again, if you know, Dan Jones ain't going to be just – give it to you. You got to go take it. But number three, this was hard.
What?
The Bengals, number three.
Oh, you're going to drop them down a little bit.
Yeah, because if Joe Burrow is healthy, though, and they're healthy, they're going to be in good shape.
The offensive line is horrible.
I know. They got to get the ball out. They got to get the ball out. But I like the Bengals team. San Fran, to me, is number two because I respect Kyle Shanahan. I know his dad personally. I know this guy has been working on Dallas forever.
Mm-hmm.
He probably knew Dallas was going to win. And this guy got Mr. Irrelevant quarterback in the second best team.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean,
that's a good team, though.
Nobel Peace Prize.
It's a good team, Roy.
And the MVP, Patrick Mahomes, who I think is unanimous, Kansas City's number one. Andy Reid just don't lose a lot of games when on the road and at home. He's just great right now in the playoffs. Yeah, so, and the Jacksonville team, they Kansas City carved them up, but Jacksonville team, I mean, they're a real scrappy team.
They scrappy.
You know, and that's what you like. You want to see some kind of fight.
Right.
So that's my top five, and Mario will post those. And matter of fact, Mario, you get some of the girls want to see what you look like or something. You ain't eligible. I said,
girls.
Some girl hit me up and said, what Mario look like? Girls. I said, listen,
Mario ain't trying to do
Mario just stay in the background because he light skinned. And he's going to take all the girls and then treat y'all bad and take y'all money. No, I'm kidding. He's not. So maybe one of these days in the future when we have his face pop up.
Yeah.
When he asks the question.
Face pop up?
Yeah, we're working on new technology. He's going to do the news for us and give us the drama and stuff. We had so much Rogers drama that we really can't get into everything else. But we'll get more into the reaction for all the playoff games next week. That'll be going into the championship week and the Super Bowl week. And then we're going to talk about our time when we're going to Arizona, stuff like that. So, again, thank everybody for downloading and watching. We really appreciate it. I'm Leroy Butler. This is Gary Ellison for Leap 36 Podcast. And Mario, executive producer.